What the hell? Oh, what idiot would be calling me at this time of night? Of course. Hey, you.
Hey, you. How are things?
I'm tired. And you?
Oh, I'm getting along okay, thanks. A little bird told me that you're over in my side of the pond this weekend on business, and which hotel you're in. So, I thought I'd give you a call.
Then, oh god. What the hell do you think you're doing? Call me at this time of night, you son of a bitch. Couldn't you have waited until morning?
I've missed you too. By the way, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Greenwich Meridian time.
What? Oh, hell. Damn jet lag. Thanks for waking me up. I got a meeting at 3:30.
You're welcome. So, any reason why I heard that you're over here from the little bird rather than your good self?
What? No. No, there isn't. It was a last minute thing, I swear. Someone fell ill, so I was drafted in to cover this deal that the firm wants done. It didn't even cross my mind to let you know. God, I've just been going so crazy these last few months between the work and the kids and the work and the kids.
Ah, the dance macabre.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going off my goddamn head. I haven't had any me time since... Well, damn, I can't even remember.
Allow me to suggest something. Tomorrow is Saturday. Are you working then?
No. One way or another, this deal will be wrapped up by this evening. But I fly back to the States on Monday. The firm gets cheaper flights that way.
Excellent. The reason I ask is because there's an art exhibition taking place at one of the National Trust estates nearby. It's an old baronial hall set in its own grounds, and they've got some real beauties on display. Degas, Leighton, Renoir, Rembrandt. So, I thought we could look at some art, walk in the park, think, breathe, perhaps even find ourselves here and I. What do you say?
Really? Damn, that sounds great. God, I haven't been to an exhibition in probably about a year.
Same here. We owe it to ourselves, my girl. And at the same time, we can catch up with each other.
That's such a great idea, really. I can't wait. Thank you.
My pleasure. And what say we have a spot of lunch afterwards at a little place I know? My treat.
Lunch? Ooh, yes, please. But you're not paying for anything. This is on the firm, okay?
Oh, far be it from me to argue. Right here. Pick you up at the hotel at 10:30 tomorrow?
Absolutely. I feel better already. Thank you.
Okay. Until tomorrow.
Well, according to the map, the birth of Venus should be right over. Oh, God, look at her. Wow. There's a small study of this at the Met, but wow. She's just... Now that is a woman's body right there.
Indeed it is. Oh, you're talking about the painting, sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I'll behave.
Oh. Time was when I was young. I would have killed for curves like that.
Well, you have them now, and you're absolutely stunning.
Well, I don't know about that, but... Oh, God. I haven't had this much fun in years. Literally years.
Me too. I could get used to more days off, you know? I've been avoiding talking shop, but how are things at work?
Keep avoiding talking shop. Everything's fine. But this is the first time since forever that I've had any opportunity to do something I want. I'm enjoying some art, thank you very much, the way I used to. Oh my God. Oh, you have to come see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's on loan. No, this is normally in New York. I go to the Met just to sit in front of this painting. I have since I was 20. Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's Guérome. It's his Pygmalion in Galatea. I used to sit in front of this painting and just marvel at the, I don't know, the angst, the beauty, that incredibly, almost imperceptible shading of the blood rising to the surface of her skin. I mean, look at her feet. I mean, her feet are still carved marble, but her torso has been made flesh, and her kiss warm.
Meh, she's okay. I've seen better.
Oh, stop it. Even I'd fuck her. Look at her. She's gorgeous. This is great. I'm feeling like my old self.
You know something? You even look like your old self. Eyes shining, big smile. You're looking as beautiful as you did when we were kids.
Take the tinted glasses off, myopia. The years have taken their toll, but thank you so much for the compliment.
Aha! Now this painting. You know something? I've always considered this our painting.
Degas, l'étoile. Yeah, it's our childhood. You know, growing up in the wings of the ballet company.
And I grew up working in the theatre.
Stagehand extraordinaire. Have you ever had a normal job in your life?
Oh, this coming from the ballet dancer, eh?
Gosh, I know. Such crazy, crazy years. Such joy, such physical pain, such freedom. I kept the legs.
Yes, you have. Not bad.
Not bad? They're fucking awesome, and you know it.
Yes, you've got excellent legs. And remember, I am a connoisseur of ballerina legs. Before I met you, I slept with all the girls in the entire Ballets Russes touring company.
You? At that age? Fuck, no way.
Well, I mean, I literally slept with them on the floor in the green room. Technical rehearsal went on until 1 a.m, and we all fell asleep. I was paid double time just to sleep in the same room as 11 gorgeous ballerinas my age. Whew, best summer ever.
Mind you, some dancers are into kinky shit. I may or may not have had sex suspended from cable wires in the catwalk.
Ooh.
Well, maybe that was someone else.
Wow. For me, this painting is our childhood. That's me there, hidden unseen in the wings, the shy little boy ready to jump onto the stage and shift some scenery, watching you, the beautiful, intelligent, cultured ballerina, dance on stage, enthralling the audience with the poetry of her body.
I'll be honest with you. I always knew you were there watching.
Oh.
I was so flattered. We were both the youngest in our respective worlds, learning our crafts. I actually danced for you. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. Any chance I could, I'd glance over to first tab downstage left, hoping you'd notice, hoping you'd realize.
Wow. Suppose that's why they call it prompt side. I mean, I noticed, of course, but I didn't... Now I've lost the power of speech. We really are regressing, aren't we? You're that vital, alive ballerina again. And I'm that tongue-tied little boy.
You were a good friend to have. And you still are.
So are you. Just thought that you needed a time out today, that's all.
Yes, I did. It's good to be with you again. You've always helped move my story along at every moment of my life. On and off stage. I just realized how much I've missed you. I mean, email is fine and all, but it's not the same. Thank you for being such a good friend all these years.
Oh, wow. I never thought I'd get a kiss from the prima ballerina.
Fuck.
What?
Has it really been 25 years? 25 years. God.
What's wrong?
You're right. You're so right. That was me. a dancer. I loved being her, but I'm not her anymore. I'm stressed out, I'm constantly on the go, coping with everyone else's problems, and it's just so fucking unfair.
Here, take my arm. We'll go for a walk outside, get some air, come on.
We don't often get weather like this, let alone time to enjoy it. Sunshine, the beautiful breeze. Keep hold of my arm, we'll walk and talk.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love my kids and I love my work. I should be happy, but when I was a dancer, life was different. More acting, less reacting. Today, I'm running to stay still and wearing myself out. If someone at work needs something, they come to me. If someone at home needs something, they come to me. Someone needs a solution to their own goddamn problems, they come to me. Mm-hmm. Always me. It's like I'm the axis on which the world turns, and yeah, I'm good at it, and hell, I even feel rewarded by it sometimes. I'm just so fucking tired of it.
I can understand that. Look, honestly, I think you're amazing. Listen to me. You're a single mother. You look after your kids and thrive in your career. You're fiercely intelligent, accomplished, artistic, empathetic. You're kind, gentle, a hell of a lot of fun to be around.
Keep talking. Oh, you haven't even scratched the surface.
Sorry, I've used up all the big words I know. Look, you run around exhausting yourself, making sure that everyone else is happy and safe and solvent. But you haven't been taking care of yourself. To be honest, you haven't in a long time.
When we were kids, you took care of me.
Yeah, a little bit, but you were always very, very capable of looking after yourself. Still are. Just overwhelmed with responsibility, with baggage.
The ballerina and me had no idea things would turn out like this. That my life would have taken so many twists and turns. The old me seems like a completely different person.
Remember when Degas was called an impressionist? Do you remember what he said?
Yes. He preferred to be called a realist.
Exactly. It's not realistic to expect that we won't change. None of us are who we were. Remember how in awe of the ballet mistress you used to be? How scared you were of her when you lost your Dory shoes? Nowadays you kick her ass.
Yeah. Probably could.
And look at me. Back then I had a stammer, I was shy, awkward, I...
What?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Come on, tell me. Whatever it was 25 years ago. The statute of limitations has long since expired.
All right. I loved you.
What?
When we were kids. Yeah, I loved you.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't know until we went our separate ways. When the season was finished, your ballet company went back to America and you with them. I never forgot you, you know? I couldn't. You were the dancing flash of fire, the graceful swan, the breath of a ghost, the fairy healer. You were my friend. Every move, every glance on stage, every smile, every word of conversation, every time you touched my knee when you laughed, it's all captured almost perfectly up here in my memory. When you left, that theatre was empty. And that's when I knew I'd loved you.
I never forgot you either, you know. Never. Your kindness, your wit, your gentleness. That's why I wrote to you when I got back to the States. I wanted to keep that relationship going, and I'm so glad you've stayed a constant in my life.
Thanks. I'm glad you did too.
But you said you're not the same person anymore. I presume that means that you, well, got over me.
Not really. It's the one thing I've never been able to do.
I see. Because I loved you too.
What?
I loved you too. Hell, I danced for you. But I also didn't realize it until we were apart.
I presume that means that you...
No, I never forgot you. Never. When I got married, yes, I committed to that wholeheartedly because I didn't think you thought of me as anything more than a friend. But now, I'm single again, and seeing you makes me so happy.
Can I kiss you?
There's literally nothing more in the world I want. That was a bad stagehand. That was worth waiting 25 years for. But don't ever keep me waiting that length of time again.
Damn, you're beautiful.
You're not too terrible either.
Up against that tree.
What?
I said, get up against that tree, my girl.
Oh. What did you have in mind?
You'll see.
What's wrong? Why are you kneeling?
These dancers' legs. They're flawless, baby. Absolutely. Perfect. Oh. Let's get rid of these.
My panties! God, we're in public!
I don't care. I've waited so long to be with you. I cannot wait any longer.
Oh, fuck. Neither can I. Go for it, stagehand.
Okay, let's get this skirt up. Oh, God, what a pussy. You're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, God. You taste incredible, my girl. I've got to have more.
Oh, God. Oh. 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 My God. Fuck. Fuck, we're being watched. An older guy with, I think, his wife and a dog.
Let them watch.
You. Oh, God, you really have changed. It's really, really turning me on.
Back into position. There. I've got you. I've got you. Just let me hold you for a minute. I think the audience over there approves. Oh, God, you tasted superb. I'd love to kiss you, but I've got honey all over my face.
Oh, God, give me a taste. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you. Move the bed back at the hotel.
Where do you want me to put it?
Oh, I have a number of places. Positions, if you will. Mm-hmm. Upstage. Downstage. Up. Down. Up. Down. Until you reach the climax. Climax.
I'll need some detailed instructions.
Oh, don't worry. I will give you a thorough debriefing. Mm. Oh, God. Did that elevator go any fucking slower?
It felt like it took 2 months.
Get that shirt off, baby. Okay.
Oh, wow. What a body. You're so beautiful.
Oh, Cecio. It's been almost 30 years, you know?
I'm serious. You are gorgeous. Here. Let me stroke your hair. I tell you how fucking sexy you are, my girl. The curves and lines of your body. Your swan-like neck. Those eyes. Those tantalizing eyes. I could drown in them. Oh, and those damned perfect legs. I could lick them all week. Your smooth shoulders. Your sexy waist and stomach.
Baby, I've had kids.
I know. I know. And that's what makes you and your body so fucking sexy. Because you're a mother, a beautiful giver of life. And the dictionary definition of mother I'd like to fuck.
And you're the dictionary definition of full of shit, but thank you.
You think so, huh? What about these breasts, huh? You didn't have these when we were kids. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, but I need to pay homage to these amazing boobs.
Oh.
Oh, God, there it
is. Oh, God. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, another one. Don't forget the other one.
Sorry, I got absorbed. You appreciate the gravity of the situation.
And I never even told you how good you look. That chest and that cock.
This is all about you, my girl. Do you want to go all the way? Just say no, and we'll cuddle up, no problem.
I've waited 25 years for this. I want you.
I want you too. Okay, my girl. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. That's so good.
Yeah, I feel fucking amazing, my girl.
Oh, God, you do. Oh, shh. Adagio, sweetie. Slowly.
Of course, sweetheart. Anything you say. God, you're beautiful. rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look me in the eyes. Don't look away from me. I want to gaze into the motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. No.
Baby. Oh. You're gorgeous. Oh. Look at me. In the eyes, baby.
Oh, my. Oh. So fucking hot.
Oh, you're fucking awesome. Oh, come on. So sexual. I have dreamed of you. Keep my eyes off.
Oh my god.
No, look at me.
Oh my god, yes. 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 Oh, harder. Harder. I won't break.
Harder.
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
Fuck yes. You have to give me a few minutes though.
Oh, well. Let's see if I can move things along a bit, shall I?
Mm-hmm.
Get on your back.
Whoa. Oh, I say, darling. This just isn't cricket.
Shut. No more words. Okay? No more puns or palindromes. I'm gonna get you ready to fuck. So keep quiet. Lie back. Think of dear old England. I pay you some lip service. Oh.
Second half.
Does this mean I can speak now?
Yes, but you have other priorities than speaking now. I need you to fuck me.
Yeah.
I need you to fuck me from behind.
Yeah.
Cause I'm so fucking horny right now. It hurts.
Yeah. I can do that.
No holds barred. I need to be fucked. You understand me? Oh, doggy style. Quick and hard.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me hard.
You want me fucked, honey?
Ha!
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah. God. Oh. Oh, harder.
Yeah.
Harder.
Yeah,
she likes it. Good team, huh?
Yeah, we do. I love you.
I know. God, it's only 1 p.m.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Let's order room service and pick up where we left off later. What are we gonna do about our future together? I mean, I live in the States and you're over here.
I don't know.
How about we settle this the fair way? Mm-hmm. After lunch, we'll go for an encore. First one to come has to sell and move in with the other.
How's that? Sounds like fun.
Good. I'll be sure to put on a bravura performance.
Fuck, I'm a dead man already.
Yes. Yes, you are, baby. Yes, you are.